Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you something that differentiates you as a marketer from the competition. This is not newbie level stuff. This is advanced. It's exciting. But first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right. Hey, everybody. So I'm so excited. We have SMU Live coming up this weekend, which is crazy. And for anyone who's like, wow, it just looks like everything is going super smoothly. Of course, there's so much crazy stuff that's happening behind the scenes that thankfully no one will ever know. But not to mention, you know, family's always intense. If you have kids, you know that kids don't care if you have a live event coming up. So Dominic just started not sleeping through the night again this week, because why would he not, right? Okay, so I'm really excited to share something with you guys that is one of the processes that I will be personally workshopping the Social Click, my high-end mastermind and mentorship program, through on Friday. They have a bonus day for SMU Live, but we're going to be talking about signature processes and signature systems. This is something that's a little bit more advanced. So if you are brand new to social media management or considering becoming a social media manager, don't feel stressed if this is like confusing at this point. That's okay. So signature processes and systems are something that honestly set you apart from the competition. There are a lot of ways to differentiate yourself, because I'll be honest with you, there are so many social media managers, there are so many marketers. That doesn't mean they're all good, and it doesn't mean they're all viable competition, but how can you work to set yourself apart? And one of the best ways that you can do this is to honestly put a little bit of extra time and planning into how you deliver your work. And so for every person, it looks a little bit different, but I wanted to share with you one of my favorite things to do, and that is hacking the signature processes and systems for other successful companies. One of those is Airbnb. I am a huge fan of Brian Chesky. I think he is an absolute genius. He is, I believe, one of the co-founders of Airbnb as well as Zappos. So he's had quite an impressive resume of successful companies. And one of the things that he does is he really and truly puts his heart into his signature touch. Like, what is it that we do differently? What is it that we do better? And if it's just deliverables, that's not enough. Think about when you go shopping, and you know, for most of my life, I shopped at budget stores, and most of the time I still do. You know, I'm a huge fan of like Goodwill and thrift shops and all of that, but I always went shopping at places where it was like, you know, $20 for a t-shirt or 50 bucks for a pair of jeans. And I will never forget the very first time that I went to a department store, and it was so exciting and inspirational because I loved the way that there was a white glove feel to the entire shopping process. For me, it was just like unbelievable. And I was like, this is something I want more of. Like, this is something I want to experience, you know? So basically how it works at a higher end department store, which I'll be honest, I don't shop at very often. I don't really shop even very much. It's not my favorite thing to do in the world, but I remember when I first went back into the changing room with a couple of items of clothing, and the sales associate brought me a whole bunch of other things that I might like, a whole bunch of other things that might fit me well based on what she was learning about me. And I was just so impressed with that. It honestly to me was like, wow, I just feel like I got catered to. This is an incredible feeling. It's different. And of course, and I'm just going to talk about this and not just, you know, this is not my norm. The first time that I bought a $200 pair of jeans, I remember thinking, wow, these fit really well. Now, let's be honest for a second. Was the quality of denim significantly different? No. Was the fit radically different? It felt nice, like it was good, but was the store even that much fancier than the other stores? Was it cleaner? Was it nicer? Not necessarily. But what happened was I was immersed into the signature system of that department store where they cater to you hand and foot. And I realized, oh my gosh, this is why people choose department stores over basic stores with just options. You know, it was a different experience. You know, I could have quite possibly bought that same $20 t-shirt for $40 just because it was recommended and brought in my size and brought to me and talked about and suggest, you know, they offered me suggested pairings with denim and blazers or whatever. I don't wear blazers, but you get the point. I want you to start to think about ways that you can create that same signature feel in your own business. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do your clients feel every time that they leave your interaction? And signature systems and processes aren't so much about, like I said, the deliverables. It's more about what emotion does our client leave having? What do we want to craft for them? How are we going to cater to them? It's really, really interesting. So I'm excited to workshop this, but I just want you to start to think about that. Like, differentiation can be done a lot of different ways. It can be done with price, and that's not my favorite way. You can be the most expensive, you can be the cheapest. None of those are exactly a winning strategy. I personally believe that signature systems, how does my customer and client feel when they leave this interaction, is one of the best ways to distinguish yourself or differentiate yourself from your competition. So I just had to share this little golden nugget, and for those of you in the social click, we are gonna dive in hardcore. It is going to be amazing and so much fun. So I hope that I see you at SMU Live. And if you are not coming, you will not want to miss next year. We're already securing the lineup of speakers, and it is insane. Insane. You will leave feeling just like you have attained a new level of expertise, and you'll be so excited to implement it. So I'll catch you on the next episode, guys. See you later. Oh,